Okay, let's start from page Reish Nun Vav, Halacha Mem. Okay, I think it was skipped a little bit, but it's okay. Halacha Mem, just a little bit. Hatur diktek loymar im yesh b'bayis harbe pesachim v'nasu kulam l'chnisa v'yitziya b'nei b'bayis v'yitziyas b'nei b'bayis kulam chayam. The Torah says, ad kan l'shon, so we do if you have many doors. How many doors in your house really require mezuzah me'ikar hadin? So the Torah says, all of the doors that lead into your bayis, so he's not talking about what's in the bayis, all the doors that lead, like a hallway, you have an archway on your open porch, then you have one door, then you have another door, then another door. Some people, you could have four doors before you step inside your house. The average home in Flatbush, the old homes, I would think average of four doors before you get into the living room. The open porch many, many times requires.
Front door,
then
door.
There is the front door, and then there's like a little open way. So another door.
Right?
At least three. At least three, maybe even four. Every door requires a mezuzah. It's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Torah says, yeah. The Torah says all of the entranceways that lead into your dwelling place, they all require mezuzah ad kan l'shon. Kolamar, the davka pesach shenase lihiluch who pesach li mezuzah. There has to be a door which you have to go through in order to get into your house. I have to pass through this archway, this entranceway, and then this hallway in order to get into my dwelling place. All of these are chayv in the mezuzah. Avo pesach nase rak leperek. Let's say you unload. It's a place where you occasionally go there because you want to unload your packages.
A freight entrance?
Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
Could be. Okay. It says, okay. I will pesach and aserach leforek unload masos, deliveries. Derech sham. Umiyad achar pirk hamasos, serving you close it. So this type of door, which they're saying is only for packages, and you don't go through it all that often, it's not really clear what he means, whatever it is. This something that is not chayv in the mezuzah is exempt from the mezuzah entirely according to the Torah. A wine cellar. Sheyesh loy pesach min harochayv shemachnis lemo yayin b'chav yos kedos. You bring wine in. Sheyesh loy pesach katan min abayis shenichnasim yotzim boitam. There's a second entrance. They have two different. They have a wine cellar. So you have the place where the deliveries take place from the out from the street leading into the basement. There is an opening. Go down the steps, and the steps open up into the cellar, and that's where they deliver the wine. And then in the house itself, you have a. From your first floor indoors, you have a special hallway, a special staircase, which takes you downstairs. So, what is the halacha? In Pesach HaKatan, Roil Mezuzah, Hi Chayeves VeAgadol LaPetura. The Pesach in your house, that goes down to the wine cellar, that Pesach is Chayev Mezuzah, but the Pesach from the street going into the wine cellar is exempt. First, when you're in your house itself, and you want to move around from one room to the next room, all of those entranceways are chayv in a mezuzah. But when you're in the street and you're first coming into the house, the only entranceway that leads into the house is the main entranceway. The side entranceway, or the entranceway that's used for deliveries, is pot. Again, in the house itself, once you're locked up in your house and you want to move around, you want to go from place to place, to the basement, to the attic, to this room, to that room, even though you don't use it all that often, it's only used occasionally, doesn't matter. It's your house where I live, and every Pesach in my house is chayv in a mezuzah. But the entranceway into the house, the only on the primary entranceway you chayv in a mezuzah. And it's very funny to people, they build these beautiful houses, you see this all the time, they build this beautiful house, brand new, state-of-the-art architect, they spend millions of dollars, and they build a beautiful, magnificent, grand entranceway into the house. The front of the house, the door alone can cost $20,000-$30,000. It's all the glass and fancy. And they move in, and they never, ever, ever use it. The only time they use the front door, never. They always use the side door. You ever see this? So why do you build the door? They always say, because when our daughter, when she goes out, and the chassan comes, and the boy comes, So then the boy is going to come. We're going to have the boy come to the front door. And we'll mekabel him. We'll sit him down. Give him a faher. So then finally the daughter is a shidduchim. She's 18, 19, 20 years old. Shidduchim. They get the first boy. And the girl calls up the boy and she says, "This is, oh, you're coming. Very nice. No, you come. Use the side entrance." Use the side entrance. Don't use the front. Use it. It's more discreet. I don't want people in the whole street to see the boy is coming. Use the side entrance. What happened? 25 years in planning, and they never use the grand entrance. You think it's a joke? This is not a joke. This is nice in the whole yom.
In Europe, they used to call the front entrance the room. The front room was called the Holzkammer.
The woodshed.
Nice wood furniture. Everybody.
Yeah. No one ever used it.
People furnish a little fancy thing.
And they never step in.
When the guests come,
and they also don't come. I know it's very. That's, you know, rabbis mahashavas belevish. It's very interesting. That's life. And, but you know, there are people today that build houses. They know they're very practical. They don't have these fancy. There are definitely new construction you see every so often. People are very practical. They know this is nonsense to have these big, you know, either you're going to use it or you're not going to use it. They have whatever. They have something much more practical. Okay. Further. So over here he's saying a very nice yisoid. When you come, there's a chilik between the entranceways of the house itself and the entranceway leading into the house. Ad kan l'shoinai. The big, large entrance in the street coming into the basement is only to bring in wine. It's not to be used as your primary way of coming inside. The achakach soigunus, so you lock it up. Zehu shakot and sham, pesach olav, and that's why you have a second entrance. The second entrance you use. That's what you use to go about. Aval kishena pesach klal baal karchach, but when there's no pesach at all, baal karchach shagadoy lihi a pesach gam lihiluch, v'akot and hu kichur baalma. Okay, I'm not sure what he means, but he's saying over here, but if you have a situation where you never use a small entrance, then obviously the big entrance, if that becomes your way of coming into the house, obviously it's going to require a mezuzah.
Omna. You do need a mezuzah.
No, so he's saying it all depends. Let's read further. Let's read a little more. Halacha l'maisa, we're machmir. Halacha l'maisa, we don't even know.
Because you have the houses today that have four glass doors, window doors that up onto the front porch.
So you chayiv
in
the patio doors. There's a whole shaila. Where do you put them in the patio doors? There's another whole shaila. We have to learn practical halacha. When we finish, we have to learn to practical halacha. But the truth, the halacha l'maisa today, everyone today is going to put a mezuzah wherever they can find a place for the mezuzah. That's the minigayla. Wherever you can find a spot to put a mezuzah, you're going to put a mezuzah. But the shaila is still, do you make a bracha? The shaila is still very, very relevant. Is that if you go and you have all your mezuzahs all lined up, you have all your 50 mezuzahs, and you make a bracha, so you put them up all in one shot. But more often than not, when you put up the mezuzah, you don't put them up all in one shot. You put up, you know, you buy 15 mezuzahs, you put them up, right? And how much can you afford how many mezuzahs can you afford to buy in one shot anyway? And then a year later, we should really put up some more mezuzahs. There's this door and that door. Okay, so let's go to the store and buy more mezuzahs. And the shaila now is, do you make a bracha when you put up all of those extra mezuzahs? Because many times, according to many opinions, according to some opinions, you're not really chayv in a mezuzah mikir hadin. Mimela is a savik bracha, so you don't make a mezuzah. So something like that over here also, yeah, over here, these type of things over here, you think over here, this is not the entrance way that you used to come into your house. It's only used for deliveries. And you never use it for your house, so l'chor, you're not really chayv in a mezuzah. You see, you put up a mezuzah, but you do not make a bracha if you don't put up the mezuzah b'shas ma'isa when you put up all of the other mezuzahs. Okay, let's see the end of the last one. Omnam bismaneinu yesh mar tofim sheyesh bohem shnei pesachim gol v'katan v'shneim asuim lehiloch. He's saying modern construction standards have changed. Society has changed, so you really can generalize. After the Alpi Haroyv Einim Holchem Rag Derech Echa Mehem Mikol Mokem Shneim Chayim Mezuzah Yidabul Chayim Mezuzah Kamasha Kasa Besif Lamet Zayin. I remember once seeing Bill Clinton. Okay, Bill Clinton. He went when they built a new CIA building. They built a new building in his tenure as president, and they had a big ceremony, and they drove him in his limo to the ceremony, to the front of the building. And he gave, there was a podium, and he gave a whole drasha, and whatever, not in the CIA. So he says, I want to thank everyone, I want to thank you. This is the first time in 8 years, at this time, the very end, brought me here and I didn't have to go through the garbage. Every time they drive me, police, every time they drive the president, for security reasons, we can't bring you through the front door. We have to bring you to the back alley where all the garbage is. We bring you because, you know, privacy. We drive you.
Yeah.
So Baruch Hashem, so he said, oh, today, look at that, today is the first time I come to the CIA when I have my meeting, I'm able to walk through the front door like a mensch. I don't have to go in the back alley where the garbage is and go to some side entrance and go through an elevator, a freight elevator, instead of a regular elevator. You know, it's very funny, Chaim Berlin, it's also, you know, it's funny like that, Chaim Berlin, they have the beautiful brand entrance. And then in the back, they have another entrance. A sukkah in the back. And what's there in the whole back over there? Garbage. The whole place, that's where all the garbage is stored the whole year round. Smells, they have containers, they try to contain the smell, but that's where all the garbage is. And that's where they store everything, all, you know, everything, anything that's going on in the yeshiva, their repairs need to be done, so all whatever you need to dump somewhere, that's where it's all dumped. It's always a big, big mess. That's where I go. Every day, that's the shortest path. When I go diving there, so I always go, because that's the shortest path to get into the building.
Isn't it locked?
Everything's locked now. Now everything's locked. Now you need a code to get into the building. And the whole world is like that. To everything, you need a code, you need a card. I have all the stuff, all the paraphernalia in my pocket. All the building. But, so the Rosh Hashiva, where does he go every day? He goes there also. You would think. Who is the most important person in the yeshiva? Who is the most important Rosh Hashiva? So for 20 years, just like I go in that way, I go because that's the shortest way to get into the building. That's how he goes into the building every day, because that's the shortest way for him to get into the building. So it's, look what he's saying over here. You build the Pesach and to come into the building. So this is the Iker Pesach, and then there's the freight entrance, right, where they have all the deliveries. And talk every day, I go there. You can't even get in sometimes because you have to climb over the boxes. When I go to Davin, I have to sometimes literally climb over the boxes to get in, because that's what they dump every morning, early in the morning. They dump all the deliveries, the food. They dump the milk and the bread and other things they need for the yeshiva. So they don't care. They just dump it there and they wait for the workers to come and get in to bring it downstairs into the kitchen. So it's in the way. So you have to maneuver yourself to climb over the boxes to get this. So I can walk around. I'm not interested in walking around the whole building to get into the other entranceway. It's kedai for me to jump over the box to get into the building. I can be downstairs and be in the million in 120 seconds earlier than otherwise. So is that a Pesach HaTzchayv and a Mezuzah? If this is a bias? Of course not. Of course not. That's not Iker Pesach. Iker Pesach is the main entranceway. What do you think they spend all this money on? To build a nice Pesach, glass doors, nice lobby, marble, fancy woodwork, you know? A Kavadik. But do I use it? No. Does anyone use it? You use what's good for you. So even though that becomes Mimele your Iker Pesach, and Mimele Yechayv in the Mezuzah with the Bracha. And you see, it's a matter of what you use, not Rabbis Machashavas, Pulavish, Vatsas, Hashem, he's talking about Mazel, which Pesach becomes the Pesach that needs the Mezuzah. Halacha Yites, Kosvu Hatur, Shuchnoch, Besif Yites, Aruba, a window. Shabain Bayis Le'aliyah, a window that is between a Bayis Le'aliyah, house and Aliyah, Va'olim La Basulam, Va'isim Vasavav, Asulam Hekif, Machitzais, Palmim, a skylight. You have like a pull down staircase into a ceiling. Okay, you have a ceiling, right? You have a ceiling, and you have a pull down staircase. And you go upstairs into the attic, into the higher floor. Is that opening Chayv in Mezuzah? A fireman's pole in the fire department. Where do you put the mezuzah when the firemen go down the pole? They go down the pole. Where do you put the mezuzah? I have someone whose mom, he's had a fight with his wife. He really wants to. He's doing construction and so on. He really serious. I can't believe he's serious about this. He's really dead serious. He really wants to install a fireman's pole. Will you believe this? No.
If you have a fire escape,
no.
Do you have to put on the window that goes to the fire escape?
So he really wants to put a fireman's pole. He has an office on the third floor, and he told the contractor, "I want you to look into getting a fireman's pole to get from the third floor down to the first floor." When I use it, I go to mincha, I go to shul. I want to go quick. What's so terrible? if it's good enough for the firemen, it's good enough for me.
You should make a shoot out the front door.
So his wife told me this. Wife said, there's no way in the world am I going to allow this to happen. And he says, no, it's going to happen. They're still negotiating. His wife said to him, he says, this is a quick way for me to go to Mincha, to get out of the house. I can go in the middle of working. I want to go to Mincha quickly, a quick way to go to Mincha. Says, this is the quick way to go to the emergency room. So he said, if it's good for the firemen, it's good for me. If they use it, so I'll also learn how to use it. It works for them, so what's so terrible? All right, everyone has different funny ideas in life. Weiter. Mayor, getting him ideas. You see, we're getting Mayor ideas.
If you have a fancy central staircase.
Yeah.
The staircase comes on top, and it comes under an arc.
Yeah.
Do you need a mezuzah
there? Oh, so that's what he talks about. Let's see what he says. So it's Aruba, a skylight. A skylight, Shabane, Bayis Lialia, the Oilim Law Bisulam, you have a ladder, the Oisim Sava Sulam Hekit Mechitzis, Pamlamatabachasulam, Upamlamaila, but I show sometimes the Pesach, you have somewhere below on a top, whatever this means, Vieshloi Tsurasa Pesach, Bimokam Shoisim, I saw Chaya Bimzuza. So he basically says it all depends if you have a Tsurasa Pesach. In other words, you have to have something too vertical. Vertical post and a horizontal post. So again, everything is, you have to see how it's configured. Every situation is configured. Obviously, I think it seems like a fireman's pole. No, where in a fireman's pole do you have a Tzuras HaPesach? You don't. But when you, let's say, go and let you know these stores, you go in front of on Avenue J, so they have these these metal things. They open up and you go down. So you go down the steps. So when you get down the steps, there is a Tzuras HaPesach. You're chayv in a mezuzah. Are you chayv in a mezuzah when it's on the street? No, because there's nothing there that has a post going up and going across. So the bottom part is potter, even though you open it up and you go down. There's no Tzuras HaPesach. But when you get down the steps and you go inside, then you have a Tzuras HaPesach. You're chayv. So it's the same. If you have a skylight, you have a pull down staircase. If somewhere, I don't know how this works, if somewhere along the line when you have this contraption, you're going to have a situation when you're going to have a Tzuras HaPesach, then you're chayiv. If not, not. Okay, the Harambam, let's say on the top and the bottom, to go down this staircase, like a staircase almost. You have a Tzuras HaPesach in two different locations. You have in both. Ad kan l'shoinei. V'haramam sham kasa b'loshon kitzor Pesach katan shebein bayis le'aliyah chayi b'mezuzah. Basically, it's a staircase. Okay, our staircases today in modern times are much more elaborate and much safer than they were in ancient times. Time of the Rambam, time of the Rishonim, they had the staircases. They would be condemned by the city codes of today. Okay, it would be deemed unsafe. But they were very primitive, but sometimes they were more elaborate. If they are elaborate to the degree where it's like a staircase, where you have a door, you actually open the door to go down the steps, and then when you get down to the landing, you open the door to go into the lower floor, obviously you chayv in a mezuzah. But if it's very primitive, where it's just some type of ladder that goes from one floor to the next floor, and there's no real Tzuras HaPesach, then you're potter from a mezuzah. Ad kan l'shana ve'ein chiluk bein sh'olim l'yalid ha'rub, where you go up, should be emtsa hagag, k'mosh hoya haminig b'zman hashas. You're going, it goes into the center. Oh, she'olim l'aliyah b'tzad ha'kosel, or the staircase along the wall. Maybe it sounds like it's outside, like a fire escape on the outside of a building. If you have an entranceway, k'mosh nagu b'zman hazeh, it seems like in the Aruch HaShulchan he says the staircase were built along the outside of the building in some of these more primitive buildings. I can't read all the words over here. Im rak yesh cheder sub in mezuzos mashke v'tikra v'pesach gavoy yitvachem v'rachem v'dal tvachem chayv mezuzah. If going into the staircase there is some type of Tzuras HaPesach, vertical posts and horizontal posts, you chayv mezuzah al pesach sh'olim b'sulam, but a pesach which comes with a ladder al ha gag shekarim, which we call, I don't know what this word is, v'adeles shecheves al aretz, like in front of a store, like today on Avenue J, when you have these. Boydim, you know what this is?
Yeah.
A roof, okay. Al aretz, potter mi mezuzah. V'chein v'martofim v'chaygavne kamo kamo sheyisbar b'sin reish pezayin del pil the delas hashacheves l'malei es haPesach ein ze Pesach shacheves mezuzah. A delas on the floor, like we explained, you have to open it up and you go down the steps. If there's no chiyuv mezuzah period on such a type of entranceway, when you get down the steps and now you'll have a mezuzah and a mashkef, yeah, then you have a mezuzah. Okay, let's do one more paragraph and we're going to stop. Membeis isa b'gemara sham pesach shachori adelas im yesh sham tefach tzarich mezuzah acheres. You have a second door, two doors leading out. So if you have tefach, soruch, yeah, there's a tefach difference, gap between the two doors. Remember, a room that's chayv and mezuzah by itself, you have to have dalid al dalid. But if that room does not have dalid al dalid, but yet it's considered, but is an entrance way into another room, it's also chayv and mezuzah. A closet that does not go anywhere, if it does not have the dimensions of Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos, which we said is approximately 36 square feet, is potter from a mezuzah. But if the door leads you outside, it's a little teeny room, it's a teeny, teeny little room, but that room, that little room leads you to the next room outside, then you're chayav a mezuzah. What is the minimum size of the room? A tefach. If the size of the room is not a tefach, which is four fingers, even though it has a nice doorpost, two separate doorposts, one doorpost, you only see one mezuzah. In order for there to be a chiyuv mezuzah on each doorpost, it has to be at least a gap of a tefach, of at least one tefach.
So if this room is less than 4x4,
yeah,
and it's like the doorway to the outside,
yes, you chiyuv mezuzah.
It's chiyuv mezuzah,
even though the room has less than 36.
Never enter through that door.
No, what do we never enter for that? What do you mean never enter? What do you mean never enter?
It's a storage room, so you're only going, it's got an entrance to the outside only to pull stuff out of. But you never would go into the house.
So technically, then you're not really chayav, no. Technically speaking, you're not chayav mezuzah. If it's not the entrance, which we've done before, if it's not an entrance way that you ever really use, you're not chayav mezuzah. Somehow there's a door there. Why is there a door there?
A storage
slit,
not a shed.
A storage shed. We pass in the archive in mezuzah. That was the machlokes the Rambam and the Rosh. We follow the Rosh that you chayav in mezuzah, but that's a shed. But that has to have only if it has the dimensions.
Four amos by four amos,
and you only chayav in one mezuzah. You're not chayav in. Right. A storage room, like in a walk-in closet. Some people have in their bedroom have walk-in closets. Or they even they have it downstairs and they're down have walk-in closets. Are the walk-in closets chayiv in the mezuzah? The answer is, does it have the dimensions of 36 square feet? And if it does, yes, you're chayiv in the mezuzah. If it does not, you're potter from a mezuzah. Okay, a walk-in closet is a garage. L'chor is chayiv in the mezuzah. You are chayiv in the mezuzah. We pass like the Rosh, that a place that stores your kelim are chayiv in mezuzah. What about this place you rent? It became very popular. People they rent storage places, not whatever, all over the place. So you rent, if you rent it for more than 30 days, l'chor, you chayiv in mezuzah. On those places, they have, you know, you go and you have, they have this place, this big like warehouse, it's dangerous
storage
to go there. What's it called? And they have these big storage areas. So if you rent it for long term, your storage little slot, that little area that they give you for storage, if it's 36 square feet, you have a mezuzah. But renting it for more than 30 days. Most people don't even know that. They don't put a mezuzah on these places. They rent the space, they store stuff there for whatever, and they go visit it once in a while to make sure their stuff is still there. And they don't realize that they're really chayav in a mezuzah because they're renting it for more than 30 days. And the area inside is more than 36 square feet, and it has a tzuras haPesach to some degree, even though it's not necessarily, you know, a Pesach like a Delas that you open up. A lot of these things, they have like, you know, these lift, they, you know, it's like a gate almost, a gate. But if it has a tzuras haPesach, two ma'amashkef and two mezuzah, and two mezuzah and a mashkef, will be chayv in a mezuzah. Okay, let's go to the next halakha over here. V'rashi, look over here, so you have one tefach yichayiv. Were 1, 2, 4 lines down in the ice mem bays. The Rashi perisham. The Rashi explains the Torah before Shema. Harbe lahavin kavanasa. Rashi has an interpretation. Rashi, first, do not know what Rashi means in that Gemara, and the Rosh Hashulchan is going to explain to you what Rashi there means. What does he say there? V'hochi nira li'anias tait d'yachi perusha. Sheyesh b'koysel zeh shnei psachim b'miktsaya zeh eitzel zeh. Okay, I told you. You have to tell me. That's one of Parsh. Rashi there explains that you have two doors in a corner. There are two exits leading out of this room, and the two exits are perpendicular in the corner. Shnei psachim b'miktsaya zeh eitzel zeh. Achas b'koysel marav samach l'tzafon v'achas b'tzafon tzarech l'marav. You have a corner. Okay, you have a room that's a square, and the square has all the dimensions that you need, 36 grams, and there are two exits in the corner. And the only difference holding the difference between the two exits is one post. That one post serves as the post for this exit and for this exit. So in halacha, do we consider this to be one exit? Or do we consider, being that there's a post right smack in the center of the corner, for it to be two exits? So this is the shayla. V'ha mezuzah l'shneim b'marav miyamin ha'kniso v'tzafon m'smalo ela sheyesh cheder echad l'tzafon u'lahala lahala mikoysel zeh b'oifen shachaloin mitzafon l'cheder hu oysa omu yamin ha'kniso k'muvan. And it leads into different rooms, it seems. Okay, so let me just try to summarize the best I understand this, and that is, again, back in our case, we have over here a corner, and we have two different exits. And guess what? Off the bat, what would you say? Off the bat, you would say you chayv in two mezuzos for sure. A very simple case. Let's say it's an independent room. Okay, it's an independent building, and you have over here two different openings. So each one, you put the mezuzah on the right side. So when you're coming in this way, what's the right side? This post. When you come in on this entrance, what's the right post? This post. Okay, you have two corners, this, and this. When you're coming in from this way, what's the right? This is the right. When you're coming in this way, what's the right? This is the right. So, this little stick in the middle is ruining it for you. It's going to cost you two mezuzahs. You're going to have to pay double because I have two different entrance ways, and each one requires the right. So I put one over here on the right, and I put one over here on the right. Here, the case is different. Here, you come in, but here is a room. This is not an exit to the outside. This area is a room. Here is an exit to the outside. So get a load of this. When you're going this way, which side is all the way around? When you're going into this room, which is the right side? Or the right side? This corner. You're going in. When you're coming this way, what's the right side? This corner. It's the same post.
Yeah.
Okay, you have two doors. One door is taking me not to the outside, it's taking me into a room. So what's the right side of that room? This corner. The other opening is taking me inside the room. What's the right side? That same post. So I have two entrance ways. One is going in, one is going out into a room, and they're both sharing the same post. So the question is, how many mezuzos do I need on this one post? That's the long shaila. So long comes Rashi, the way the Aruch, so he basically says, Aruch HaShulchan says, I'm just telling you, this is what Rashi really is talking about, even though it's not all clear. So Rashi comes along and he says, if this post is only less than one tefach, if it's less than four fingers, you only need one mezuzah. If the post is more than two tefachim, more than one tefach, you need two mezuzos. Now here's the problem. Let's say it's less than a tefach. You only need one mezuzah. Problem is, but the mezuzah, you put them on the side of the post. If I'm putting the mezuzah going in, it's going to be over here, facing me. If I put the mezuzah going into this room, it's going to be on this side of the post. Where do you put? You put on the thickness of the post. So very good, Rashi says, you only need one mezuzah because it's less than one tefach thick. But even though it's less than one tefach thick, it has to go on the right side. So he says, no, that's not a problem. B'dieved, we know that you don't have to put the mezuzah in the perfect spot, b'shas hadchak. L'chatchilo, you always want to put the mezuzah along the thickness of the post. But b'dieved, b'shas hadchak, you can put the mezuzah on the wrong side for sliding doors, those situations where something's getting in the way, you can put it in the front and the back, and therefore it will be good as well. Swing doors. So that's how he learns the pshat, this lam d'sheichetimsa. Remember, it's a beautiful lam, you have these cases. These cases do exist in modern times. You have some type of corner. It's a corner of a room. And the corner of a room, there are two exits, or there are two different doorways. One doorway leads in, one doorway leads out. So that means that corner is going to be the right side for both directions. How many mezuzos do you need? One mezuzah or two mezuzahs? So Rashi says, if it's less than one tefach, one mezuzah. If it's more than one tefach, two mezuzahs. Even when it's less than one tefach, you only need one mezuzah, even though you're going to put one of the from one of the entranceways, the mezuzah is going to be on the wrong side, it's not going to be on the right side of the post, it doesn't matter. But b'dieved, even if the mezuzah is on the wrong side of the post, it's in the wrong area, it's okay, b'dieved, just like we find with swinging doors or sliding doors, where it's not possible to put the mezuzah on the thickness of the post, we put it in the front and the back on the side, so too in this situation it's going to be no different. Okay, we'll take a very short break, and then we're going to discuss the solar eclipse.